Your collective was good. Happy Friday. I hope y'all enjoying y'all weekend, or soon will be, as y'all should. Divine day, divine evening to you all. Remember exactly how royal you are, and don't let nothing stop you. You know, everything that had to happen so that this could happen. You can be here, you can be present, and you can be in your new highest timeline, feel me? Because all that pain was not in vain. That's number one. And number two, all that just gave you more stripes in the spiritual realm. So, like, God sees you. You know what I'm saying? Your spirit team sees you. You're divinely protected. And you're about to start seeing just how good your life is about to be. Like, you really went through it. And now you really got the sunshine, you know what I'm saying? And all of your blessings are coming in. Like, just be grateful for that. You didn't miss anything. You didn't miss out on anything. There might be opportunities that do come back and circle around. And that's confirmation for many people. But anyways, definitely focus on love right now. Love is very heavy this weekend. And I feel like you're just in this bag. You're wanting to bask in this love energy, this lover energy. And whomever you're with, they're definitely in that bag too. And if you happen to be single, you will start feeling that from your suitors, those that are interested in you. There is a secret admirer that hasn't come forward yet. Don't think about it too much. You know what I'm saying? You'll know who that is in due time. But just allow things to happen, because you didn't miss anything. When you're in the divine flow, there's no rush. Everything just, you know what I'm saying? Everything is just in a beautiful sequence of events and synchronicities and confirmations and epiphanies and aha moments. And the more you start experiencing those, the more you're going to realize that you're really on this divine path that you're meant to be on. And so just focus on what you want to do, what you want to do with this beautiful loving energy that is here for us to bask in and love, and just know that you're going to be good. So yeah, you really made it out the mud, and so now you got love coming in after toxicity was cut. You know what I'm saying? Door opening for confirmation. And it's your time to fucking shine. So how do you really want to leave your legacy? You know what I'm saying? How do you want to fulfill your purpose? And how do you want to continue to be led in the right direction? You know, how do you want to lead other people in this divinity that you hold within 316 confirmation? You know, just some questions to ponder upon. Don't be gullible. Make sure that you're using your discernment for everything, because you know that is key, as well as knowledge is power. And continue to evolve, continue to celebrate, and continue to love you. All right, be well, take care, talk to you soon, later. So the collective is, their overall energy for the collective is the lovers. It's a lot of celebration, and it's a fresh start here for sure. Someone was very burdened, you know, by an empress. They want to communicate that and rush in, you know, towards happiness. They definitely went through a lot of mental anguish, and they relied on their higher power. They leveled up. This person, well, both of these people really leveled up and had an awakening. King of Cups, King of Emotion, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, definitely significant. We also have King of Pentacles. This is all prior to the awakening, so, but we do have cancer. I'm sorry. I already said that. We already have cancer is significant, actually. The sign. We have Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. We have Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. And we have Water, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. So, there's this, there's one of these three signs that dealt with someone that was toxic, and it was money related. Something didn't pan out when it came to money or business, financial business. This person was toxic, and, you know, they caused some type of heartbreak just because they regretted that decision. They felt like they missed out on an opportunity with an Empress over a karmic energy. And, you know, now they're focusing on wanting to collaborate. There's three big ideas that they're working on. They want to rush in. They know that this Empress has competition, meaning like different suitors, different people trying to get at her. But this king ain't worried. Like, he's still gonna come in for his Queen of Cups and definitely gonna be, you know, communicating, rushing in for sure. Rushing in for sure. Yeah, I heard that. I had to screenshot the confirmation that was coming in too. And they're coming in very balanced as well. So they want this fresh new start, this new cycle with this Queen of Cups. And a Queen of Cups is someone that is in their emotions. They are very nurturing, very intuitive, and very loving overall. So they recognize who this Queen of Cups really is, who this Empress really was. Not only were they an Empress in terms of being about their business, but they're recognizing that the person that they basically shitted on, like, had them the whole time and was there for them the whole time. And so they want to start this new cycle with them, this new phase and chapter. And they've been enlightened over this past sneaky person. They've decided to want to rush in and come out of that rest period to get their Ten of Cups. Wow, the ad is like mad significant. But they definitely want their wish fulfillment here with this person. They want happiness. The sun is here too. The world is here. The Wheel of Fortune is here. Like, it's so many. Temperance is here. Like, it's so many beautiful cards. And, you know, this person, once they connect with their Queen of Cups, and, you know, it's really giving. A male is doing this. It's definitely masculine energy. This is someone that's always, like, on go. You know what I'm saying? And so, they're wanting to collaborate with this Queen of Cups, Empress. You know what I'm saying? And that'll go from their Three of Pentacles to their Four of Pentacles. And so they will feel like they're going up a level financially from having the Ten of Cups. From having the Ten of Pentacles. So their last situation left them with the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. And so they feel like they lost out on money based on that karmic energy that they don't deal with anymore, that old person they don't deal with anymore. But in that time of realizing that during their rest period, they realize, like, who the one really is for them. And so they want to partner up with them. Partner up with them. This is why the lovers is the overall energy, because they're recognizing like, yo, this is my match. We got the King of Cups out here and the Queen of Cups out here. You know, it's a whole divine couple out here. And like, you know, and it also applies to Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and it applies to Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius. But as far as the actual suit, the suit that and the pair that came out is King of Cups and Queen of Cups. So both parties are in their emotions and know and recognize who they are. And so the king is definitely seeing this queen and is ready to take that leap of faith after being enlightened on who she is, and is coming for those Ten of Cups, which will definitely bring happiness to both parties. And so as far as time frames, it's next month when you release existence as well. Some of y'all may be feeling resistant towards this person or whatever, but the overall energy is love, the lovers. So, you know, let go of that resistance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll be together for more than a year. It's just in a few weeks, less than a month. For sure, by the next full moon, you'll be feeling like that. For some, yeah, I feel like it's not worth waiting for. And, you know, you have every right to feel how you feel. And you just feel like it may be way off in the future or what have you. But for those that, you know, have been single for more than a year as well, especially since last January and last February, you will start seeing a difference this March. You will start seeing a difference, and it's when you least expect it that this person is gonna rush in. But Spirit is asking you not to obsess. You got to stop obsessing over this person, especially at night. This relationship is going to take a while, so just be patient. And, you know, a holiday may be of significance, but they're definitely rushing in March. Springtime for sure. You may have started speaking to this person in the winter, and so this spring is definitely going to be good. It's just around the corner. And it's giving like this person is very serious about you. They think about you when they wake up in the morning time. So, yeah, there's definitely a beautiful time and a beautiful relaxation and leaning into to love kind of energy. So, focus on the good, leave the past in the past, and just focus on what's coming in for you next month. I hope that this reading has served you well. I hope that it resonates with you. If it does, find a way to message me and let me know. And so that way, you know, I'll know that it resonated. And I just hope that you're continuing to focus on your happiness. That's your main focus, is love and happiness. Oh my God, that is hilarious, because there's this song by Kamari. It's called On My Way. Y'all should listen to it. Kamari, K-H-A-M-A-R-I, On My Way. And so it mentions, it has a little sample of love and happiness on there. And it's crazy because I've been singing that song like all week. And I'm like, yo, this song is just stuck in my head. And all of that. And then just now as I said that, I literally remembered that. And it's just crazy because he says he's on his way to love and happiness. And it's just like, how significant is that? You know what I'm saying? That's literally what the masculine is feeling towards his feminine. And definitely wants to do that. So listen to that song if you feel called to. Kamari, K-H-A-M-A-R-I, On My Way. And see if you resonate with that. Continue to choose the path of least resistance, because that's the flow and the path that's gonna get you to where you need to be. Okay? Take care. Talk to you soon.